obviously came up to this evening for, looking for the win, and just didn't go your way.
No, it didn't. Again, the breaks haven't failed for us. I think we had a stonewall penalty where Adam Mick said in the first half we didn't get. It was more blatant than the one that Pat's got. So disappointed in that. We had a couple of chances in the first half we didn't take, and we had a really great opportunity of pulling level later on with Big John Mahan, you know, where his balls fell for him and he's put it over the bar. And listen, I'm not faulting John because he's been absolutely superb for a young lad, but they're the margins, you know. We take that chance, and you know, anything happens, and we could possibly go on and draw or else win the game.
Did you feel in the first half maybe they cut us open a few times, but then you rode your luck then a few times, and then you nearly could have nicked one before half time, and maybe if that went in, looking at a different side of things at half time?
Well, yeah, we knew they were going to, you know, they're a good football team, there's no doubt about it. You know, they play the game an attacking way, and we knew that was going to happen. And you know, we said if we can, they're going to come out all guns first 15-20 minutes, and if we can just weather the storm a wee bit and you know, get our game going, you know, we'll have a chance. I thought we'd done that. I thought we had a couple of chances, not just the one. We had a few chances. The keeper's pulled off a good save. There's one where Adam Morgan's miskicked one, and like I say, Adam Wickstead, you know, is the last man back to goal, and he's been absolutely cleaned, took out, and it should have been a penalty. So we could have been getting in, yeah, 1-0 down or with our chances, but again, we could have been getting in 1-0 up, you know, and that's the way it was in the first half. I thought we finished the game the strongest.
What do you make of the penalty they got towards
you? I think it's a very soft penalty when you look at Adam Wickstead, the one he never got. I think it's the same thing every week. I'm six or tired saying about it. We're not getting the breaks, we're not getting the wee things like that. You know, it was the same against Dundalk. We should have had a blatant penalty, we didn't. We should have had a blatant penalty tonight here, and we didn't get it. So, you know, they're the margins, the things that's not falling for you. But we got to just keep positive and can't rely on them breaks from the referees.
Is it a bit worrying that some of the teams above are starting to pull away a small bit from the pack?
Well, of course, you know, we don't want that, you know. We wanted to try and close the gap on Bohemians and St Pat's tonight. It was a big ask. We had a lot of players out. You know, there was players on the bench that were injured, and were just filling the bench for us. But, you know, it's no excuse. You know, I don't think there's an awful lot in the game. And another night, we if we take our chances, you know, we're in a different place, so... It obviously wasn't the case tonight again.
Did you pass any heat last night's result? Brave grabbing a point at the end of last night.
Yeah, listen, this league is it's a tight league, and the teams are well matched. You know, it's they're even enough, and you can't call any of them. You know, every week's the same. It's a tight game, and like I say, the difference in the teams is the team that takes their chances and is crucial, is clinical and around the box, and the team that make less mistakes have a better chance of winning the games. And at the minute, unfortunately, you know, we're doing neither.
You had to bring Raf on as well. He might be a match fit, but he caused a few problems when he came on.
Yeah, and that's that means a lot to Raf, you know, and that's the thing with Raf. You know, I had no right to bring him on, and I've asked him to come on when he's basically 40% fit, you know, and that's where we were tonight. But we were desperate to try and get something, and when he came on, he done really well. And like I say, at 1-0, he could have pulled one back, and we've missed an open net, you know, and another night that falls for us, and in the back of net, and we come away here with possibly a draw.
I suppose you have to cut the result out tonight, so you have to move on, and no better way than big match like Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, that's it. They're all big matches, but yeah, it's going to be a big match. You know, it's always a tight game against two teams. Showgrounds, I would say, have a good support. It's important that the support get behind us and stay positive and cheer the boys on, and hopefully, you know, we can get a good result against Shamrock Rovers.
How's injuries? That you were missing tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to assess things, but you know, we're bare bones at the minute, you know, so we'll have to you know, assess it over the next couple of days and see where we are.
And what's the update on Michael Sugarman? Is he far away?
Again, you know, it's we don't know. It doesn't seem to be getting any better, his injury. So again, it's something that we need to keep working on and try and
David
assess.
David Cawley, he wouldn't be near fit either, no? That's one day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's it, you know. We thought he was going to be out for longer, but we had him doing leg jogging yesterday, so, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed that, you know, we'll get him back sooner rather than later.
You're hoping there'll be no niggles as well from tonight's game as well?
No, and that's it. You know, as I said, there's a few boys playing tonight, and weren't 100% fit, and we asked them to go and do a job. So, you know, we'll assess it and monitor things over the next couple of days.
You'd be hoping for a big, large support as well to try and get the
game important. Yeah, it's important that, you know, that we get the support behind us, you know, and try and get a couple of positive results. I know the fans are a little bit frustrated, but, you know, they're no different to me, and they're no different to the boys as well. So, you know, they just got to keep with us and encourage us, and hopefully, you know, things will turn for us.